Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex and Audrey, let's say hello to Lauren. Hello there, Lauren.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren.
I understand you have been ghosted by Caleb. We're going to try to help you get some answers and figure out why. But first, why don't you catch us up to date here? Why are we in this situation? What's going on? How'd y'all meet?
So, we met online. We've been dating for about a month. I mean, I thought we were getting into a pretty relationshipy place, but it has only been a month, so I guess he can, you know, cut things off. But I really don't get it. I feel like the rug was just like pulled out from under me. I mean, he even introduced me to his friends.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we went on to, you know, like kind of regular alone dates. We went to a bar where his friends go. He introduced me to them. Our fourth date, we went on a double date with another couple, which, you know, felt very couple-y, relationship-y.
Yeah. That's a good sign.
Seriously.
Yeah, I thought so too. And it seemed really promising. He dropped me off. He kissed me. He stared into my eyes, like, lovingly. I mean, I don't mean to sound cheesy, but it's just been like, poof, nothing.
How soon after this lovingly stare did he disappear?
I mean, pretty much right after.
Oh, dang.
That's the last time I saw him.
Maybe he's a Dirty John.
Explain to me what a Dirty John is.
I don't know. Those are those guys that like pretend to be someone else. It didn't really hit with this situation, but maybe those are the only kind of guys I can see just flipping the script like that.
There was a whole show about him. Yeah. He was called Dirty John.
I remember the name Dirty John. I just kind of forgot.
He was a fake dude.
What makes a Dirty John?
He made up all those different aliases, and he would date all women, older women, and use them and rob them and take their money and fall. He'd make them fall in love with them, and he'd move on and just ghost them.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any money, but
yeah. Retweet.
Love you.
All right. Well, Lauren, let's call Caleb and see what he says. Okay, hang on.
Hello?
Caleb. Hey, man, I hope we didn't catch you at a bad time. Booker, Alex, and Audrey, we're doing a radio show here with Mix 94.7, and the segment is called Waiting by the Phone. Listen, if you will give us just a couple of minutes, I promise we won't take up too much of your time, but the reason we're calling you is because we got Lauren on the phone, and Lauren said that you guys were really hitting it off, and she was really looking forward to what was in store for y'all. I know this is a lot of information, but I guess she's just kind of concerned here because you gave her a lot of indications that there was something special between the two of you, or at least a potential, and then she says she hasn't heard from you. So we thought we'd see if we can try to get the conversation started. Maybe we put an end to it and wrap it up with a nice little shiny bow, or maybe it's just miscommunication. But you might tell us your side of the story here.
Sure. Wow, this is crazy. So you know, I really liked Lauren when I first met her. It was going really well, really pretty. I really liked her when we first met, and everything was going great. And then I took her on, like, a double date with a couple of my friends. They're also a couple, obviously. It was just disappointing to me because I really liked her a lot, and I felt invested. And when I introduced her to my friends and I took this risk of taking her on a double date with them, I thought that I was showing her that I see kind of some potential with us, that I was taking it seriously, which I really did. And the day after the date, I got a call from my friends, a couple, and they said that they liked her at first, but then it became apparent that she was sort of hitting on my guy friend. And it wasn't just the girlfriend saying this. The guy said that she was hitting on him. So it kind of felt like they both got this sense. And apparently she, like, touched him a bunch and gave him, like, kind of flirty looks. And she also apparently made some comments that I'm not going to disclose here, but made some innocuous-sounding comments initially that actually turned out to seem like they had a bit of an innuendo to them that I didn't realize. And so I just felt really, really dumb and really embarrassed. And I just frankly didn't think she deserved any contact after that, after I put myself out there like that.
Wow. Listen, I certainly understand you. I hear you, and I believe you, but it does seem a little odd that she would be flirtatious with a guy while she was with you and while he was with his girlfriend or whatever the situation was. Lauren, do you want to explain this?
I'm kind of stunned right now. That was not my intention at all. And also, what comments? I'm trying to think back. I mean, I was just trying to get them to like me. I was trying to, you know, be engaged with both of them. I wasn't just, you know, talking to the guy. I was talking to the girl.
Do you think you were flirty with him at all?
No, I thought I was being friendly, not flirty. Uh-huh. I was, you know, maybe I did touch his arm. I thought I touched her arm too at one point, like, but in a, like, you know, I know this is important. Like, you know, I'm trying to, like, forge a bond here, but I did not think I was being flirtatious at all. I was not even attracted to him.
With peace and love. Caleb, that sounds very believable.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I felt conflicted about this since they called me and told me their perspective. I mean, I've just felt really torn because I don't want to believe them, and I really want to believe Lauren. And
I mean, did you feel like that when we were out?
No, I didn't feel anything like that. And I trust my friends, though, and I usually believe them because I don't think they would ever have, you know, ill intention. And listen, honestly, I don't know if there's any coming back from that with my friends, but I guess I could try to maybe explain it to them that, you know, they'll either tell me I'd be an idiot or tell me to hear her out.
I don't know, Lauren, maybe you want to take this, marinate on it for a little while and see how you feel afterwards, but can we just kind of keep this communication open and see if there's an opportunity to rekindle this? It could have been just an easy mistake for sure.
I mean, that is not what I thought he was going to say. This is really surprising and, frankly, embarrassing.
Hey, talk to your friends, see what they have to say about it. And really, at the end of the day, it should be your decision to make, not your friends.
Yeah.
Good luck to you both. Thank you so much for answering the phone, Caleb. Appreciate you being honest with us here.
Yeah, of course. Thanks to Lauren for, you know, kind of trying to clear that up. And I want to believe it, so I'm going to talk to my friends and see if we can work something out.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.